Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, and welcome to the show that is created with you in mind. A show that will assist you from getting to where you are to where you want to be. A show that is based and founded on kingdom principles. And it is such a delight to bring this show to you every Wednesday. Now, you know, if you were here last week, you know, my girl wasn't in the house. And she's in the house today. None of them.
Your co-pilot.
I know, right?
Your co-pilot.
Producer.
You know, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm a Dr. Tanji VIP, too.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So it's great to be back. Yes. And, you know, everything you got going on, I just can't wait. So, look, I'm excited because so many people from around the world are like, Jeannie, I got to be a part of Dr. Tanji's movement, everything she's got going on. And today, I can't wait for your viewers and your listeners to also hear from somebody from your old stomping grounds in the ATL who's going to talk about how to take baby steps to accomplishing your dreams. A lot of times we thinking all over the place. No, one step at a time. Going to help you today. Also, another doctor, colleague of Dr. Tanji, who studied at Duke and Harvard, and also going to help you to survive, thrive, and rise. Sound like your principal setup,
I know, right?
There you go.
I got really excited.
There you go.
Thank you so much. She does so much, I kid you not, for this show, and I am so grateful for her being here. So when you have someone in your life like a Jeannie Kitty of the City Jones, please make certain to celebrate them and let them know how important they are to you and your movement. Now, before all of that greatness and all of these wonderful people come aboard, let's just for a few minutes get involved with some principles that I believe, that I know will get you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, I'm doing this particular series in two parts because it's voluminous. It's a lot. And to be fair, and to make certain that, you know, we're taking these notes, copious notes, and we're applying them to our daily lives, I figured, you know what? Let's just do it in two parts. So today, we're going to talk about principles of why incorporating your past, you know, in your now, to get you to where you know you need to be. Really simple. One of the things that I want you to be really cognizant of is that when you're thinking about your past, oftentimes you think, oh my God, my past is my past. We're going to let that die. No, there are nuggets. There are lessons that your past can teach you. Now, when you are incorporating your past in your now, don't concentrate on the things that caused you angst or anxiety or made you cry or made you feel some kind of way, isolated. No, we want to get the lesson that you know, okay, that lesson has served me well. That lesson there in that context can literally transform your life, can get you in that space of, okay, I've planned, now it's time for me to execute. Remember, when you're dealing with your past, there are some good things there. So use those good things, all right? I don't want to bore you to tears with that, but just when you're writing your plan of action, remember those things in your past that helped you, not the ones that harmed you. Second principle that I want you to remember when incorporating your past is that you've got to make up your mind that I deserve to be here, all right? I am not my past. There are some things that have gone on in my own life, my own personal life that I did. Maybe I wasn't, you know, didn't use, I guess, the resources that I had in a way that was going to be beneficial. That resource could have been my time. I sometimes I don't use my time like I should. Don't let that misstep cause you to think that you cannot go forward. That's what I mean when I say remembering your past, but not just getting stuck there. Okay. And then forgiveness. That's another principle that is just so vitally important. We say we forgive, but then we kind of remember, you know, just a little bit of what we said we forgot, you know. But when you forgive, the second part of forgiving, because forgiving comes in two parts, the second part is forgetting. There are some things that you're just going to have to forget. There are some people that you're going to have to forgive and forget. And one of the things that I want you to be really mindful, she's laughing there, but
forgive and forget.
One of the things that I want like you it. To remember when you are honestly incorporating your past is, although they may have cost you, you know, some sleepless nights or things didn't work out the way you wanted them to work out, that was a lesson in and of itself. Whatever that good is, that's what you concentrate on, and that's how you're going to build. Your foundation is already there. You know it's something that you're supposed to do in life. You know you have a mission. You have a vision that is so much bigger than you. Then forgiving and forgetting those that have hurt you, those situations that didn't work out the way you wanted them to, is another step. I guarantee you, I've done it myself. It works. There are people that you must forgive and you must forget. You do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now we've got our wonderful person on the line here.
No, absolutely. I'm so excited, Dr. Tanji. This amazing Dr. Thema, I mean, in between helping people, like I said at the top of the show, to thrive. And that's a word I love so, so much. Again, just an amazing accomplished study at Duke, Harvard. Catch her on the campus of Pepperdine University, inspiring and educating those licensed psychologists. A lot of people have seen her nationally, CNN, BET, Lifetime, Huffington Post, just to name a few. But again, taking steps to help others, and that's the business we're all in. And Dr. Thema, always helping to survive, thrive, and rise to help you be better from where you are to where you want to be. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to join you all, and thank you for creating this healing platform.
Oh, absolutely. And I was like, oh, Dr. Tanji, I said, she's the one. I said, now, first of all, I've got to, you know, make sure I get to one of her poetry and artistic sessions. We got to do that together,
okay,
too.
I
mean, she just does so much. So welcome to the show, and just talk about how you use your platform to elevate others.
One of the key parts of my platform is about emotional wellness, and emotional wellness also is about restoration. Mm-hmm. So my focus area is trauma recovery, and they are all different traumatic experiences that we have survived, whether you think about child abuse, sexual assault, abusive relationships, those who have come out of experiences of racism, sexism, oppression, harassment, all of those dynamics, community violence, gang violence, they impact us, whether it was done to us directly or just in our environment. There is something called vicarious trauma. So just being around it has an impact on us emotionally. It affects our thinking. It affects how we enter relationships, how we sometimes sabotage relationships. It affects our physical health. And so for us to be well, we have to first recognize the wound. And so I really focus on raising people's awareness about the ways they have been affected by what they have experienced, and recognizing that their wound is not their identity. So we develop some ways of being while we are adjusting to dysfunction. And so the way I have to navigate working in a toxic place or living in a toxic place, means I will take on some attributes or some qualities that are not really me, but it's what I do to survive. So I have to be able to distinguish my identity from who I have become. And so helping people to get free and to heal so they can live authentic lives. And when I talk about moving from surviving to thriving, it's not enough to just make it. Dr. Maya Angelou has a beautiful quote which says, surviving is necessary, but thriving is elegant. So I want people to get to that place of thriving and being everything they were on the planet to be. And so I do that through poetry, through therapy, through music, through dance, through ministry, that all of those things can work together for healing, empowerment, and wellness.
Wow. I mean, so many layers that she talked about. I mean, every time she mentioned, I was like, yes. And then a wrinkle. I'm like, and then that. And that is so accurate, Dr. Thema. And I'm wondering, like I said, we hear, yeah, the Dr. Tanya Show, we work so hard to help people. Like we said, the motto to get from where you are to where you want to be, but you can't even get there. Or you, people wonder why the pitfalls or what holds you back. If you're not healed or, you know, you haven't taken care of yourself, it's normally even that more challenging to move forward.
Absolutely. And fear can keep a lot of us stuck. Fear of success and fear of failure, fear of what other people are going to think of us, fear of being inadequate. Another piece that can hold us back is the self-sabotage. You know, we talk a lot about haters, but the reality is that when we're honest, there are ways that we messed ourselves up. And until we can really recognize how did I get in my own way so that I can shift and not continue to do that, then I won't fully develop into who I can be.
Let me ask you, Doctor, and thank you again so very much for your vast knowledge and willingness to share it with us. Being ordained minister and a licensed therapist, right, psychologist, are there ever times where you question, okay, the truth, your ministry, you know the word versus the facts? All right, that person is thinking like this, so perhaps it's, you know, triggered because of this. How do you balance? I mean, what's the balance between the truth and the facts?
So the important part when we're thinking about healing is meeting people where they are. And I think that's also the key for effective ministry, because to have effective, relevant ministry, you can't be so in the clouds that it does not apply to where people are in the moment in the valley, right?
Yes.
And so what people appreciate, and especially now when there has been a large exodus away from the church, is a lot of people don't like what they perceive to be being fake. And so when I'm able to relate and talk about the difficulties and the challenges and having to wrestle with what I was taught versus what I have experienced.
Jeez.
And so I like to give people permission and space to voice their doubts. Because often in church culture, you know, we even have a song, I woke up this morning and I didn't have no doubt.
Yeah.
So we sing no doubt, but people have doubts. People
come
have some questions for God.
And so
we have to create space where people can do that wrestling, because there were things that I thought because someone told it to me, my parents or a Sunday school teacher or a pastor, but then life shows up. And then you have to wrestle with, what do I really believe given what I have experienced? And instead of feeling ashamed about the doubt, for me, wrestling with it is an act of faith, because now you're getting to make it real for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is really the truth given your life, not just because somebody said so.
Right.
And so I think it's a beautiful space and a necessary space, because when we think about healing, our wounds affect us on all those different levels. So we are hurt not only in our heart and our minds, but also our spirit. You know, some of us are walking around with soul wounds, And so then the healing also has to address all of those areas, and we miss it. Both disciplines miss it when they refuse to acknowledge the other. So when people are religious and say, I don't need therapy, mm-hmm. Jesus is my therapist. Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
You have a lot of people walking around unhealed, right. Wounded and not even being able to acknowledge their diagnosis because they were told don't speak that into existence.
Yeah.
When the reality is saying you don't have diabetes does not take away the diabetes.
Thank you.
So we have to be able to voice it, to address it. Now, the other side is true that there are many people who are trained in the field of psychology who don't understand or appreciate spirituality, religion, and faith. And so they also can miss a major part of how people make meaning and how they heal. So all of these things work together. It's not we are not at war with each other unless there's ego involved, right? So sometimes a minister out of ego will say, you don't need those people. All you need is my prayers, which is like very ego-based.
Absolutely.
Or a therapist will say, you know, you don't need that religion or you don't need God. You just need these sessions. So it's very ego-based. But when we surrender ego and really just want people to be well, then we can recognize we're a team and we can all work together for the good of the person.
Wow.
Okay, but how come we don't hear you all day, every day on some major, like, I mean, I know you have to be on campus, doctor, but I mean, come on. And yeah, then she preaches that realness. You know what I mean? You know how I get. She gets it. I mean, and talking to you right where you are and just the realness, not all of this fluff.
Right.
So, oh my gosh, doc. And let me ask you, I think this is so poignant what you're saying, especially coming off such a powerful weekend on Netflix. Salute to director Ava DuVernay with the series When They See Us. I just couldn't help but think about when you talk about things that have happened and the baggage and layers that you carry, how you process and how to move on with the Central Park Five, and how these men still, even though exonerated, still can't live life. It's nothing they can get back, and it is what it is. And I'm like, wow, really? But that really hit me in my chest, you know, like a boxer, like, yeah, this is what it is. So when someone comes to you, Dr. Thema, where they are with the layers of pain, how do you address peeling back? And I know everybody's journey is different, but how do you assess where to begin? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. So one of the things we have to distinguish is what I can get back and what I can't, right? So they can't get those years back. They cannot. Those years are gone. But all is not lost. There are some things that you can restore. You can restore your relationships. You can restore your peace. You can restore your joy. So the things I cannot get back, I need space and permission to grieve them. And many times, those in our families or communities or even the church are not comfortable with grief. We want everybody to be happy. We even in our community have a saying, fix your face, right? Not fix your heart. We say fix your face because we don't want to see your misery.
Right.
And so that becomes a way of stifling pain. When I did my Master's of Divinity, one of the professors said, you know, most churches now have a praise team, but what we need is a lamentation team. So where is the space for people to grieve and name their pain and bring God and bring
nobody
that before the community?
Talks about that.
Because if we're always in high praise, then people think when they're going through, they stay away from church because they say everybody there is joyful and blessed and highly favored, and I don't feel that, so I might as well stay home. You know, have some drinks or stay home or watch online or stay home because I'm looking for a place where there is room for me in my truth. And so in therapy, what I start with is letting people face the truth of their pain. That this is a safe space where you don't have to fix it up for me. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take care of me. Some people will say, I don't want to burden my friends. So they hold it inside, and their friends are like, how you doing? I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm this. Because you don't want to be a burden. So then you're stifling all of that, and it comes out in other ways. And so a therapist, a good therapist, has the emotional, spiritual capacity to hold what you're carrying. And so you can release it. And it's safe to do that. And don't worry that, like, now I'm going to be devastated or that I cannot, that I'm too fragile for those deep waters. Not everybody can walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death.
Come on.
Some people only want, you know, the high praise.
That's it.
And so therapy is a place where you can be honest about being in the valley.
Wow.
But you, but see, this is, this is to me, you hear about therapists and psychologists, but I'm going to be honest with you, Dr. Thame. This is the first time I've heard this because I'm not very, aware of the therapeutic community, psychiatry community, but you're talking the language that I always preach about, whether I'm on air talking to the listeners, followers, Dr. Tanja, and I always have this conversation, but you make so much sense because it's real, because it's real. I don't hear therapists talking the way you do. And I know a lot of people in between image and hype on social media and whatever platforms you're on, but thank you so much for doing this, because with the world we're living in and everything that we're bombarded with, and we're so layered with pain that has never been healed, everything you just said, we don't hear enough of you. I just wish I could clone you and it'd be better, but we can't. So it is what it is. I got to go stalk your Pepperdine University. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. And it's true because, you know, it's not just formulaic, right? We can tell people, oh, like, do this, like, people want the 3 quick steps or 5 quick steps.
Yes.
But, you know, what I discovered in doing the work is some of us know the steps, but what's keeping us from the steps, right? People go to a million women's retreats.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of self-help books, right? So often there is a wound. And the reality is sometimes the pain is familiar,
right?
If you grew up in chaos,
right,
then sometimes people are uncomfortable with peace.
Mm-hmm.
So then they end up drawn to problem people because they think peaceful people are boring, right? You don't know what peace feels like, so you think that's boring.
Wow.
And then you are a magnet for drama, right? or you feel unworthy of good treatment. Or you have that messiah complex that many of us have to release, where we are picking projects instead of partners. You know, because then you feel secure. They're not going to leave me. They need me. It's my project. I'm building this person. Well, that's going to never be fully fulfilling, and it won't get you into your destiny, but you will feel needed.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You should see the faces that we're making.
No, my mouth is just open.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay. I mean, where is this woman's like multi-series book? Where are your series? You just, I mean, demonstrated about like 1,000 series of book and workshops. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I did. You
like,
really
sign up for the course, woman. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Wow. How can we stay in touch with you? How can the listeners stay in touch with you and do better and get better? Not just, you know, feel better for a time, but literally, how can we get this healing process started?
Absolutely. So my website is my name, drthema.com, which is spelled drthema.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my social media on Twitter, I am Dr. Thema, drthema. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, it just has a period in between. So Dr. period Thema.
Uh-huh.
And the same on Facebook. I have an ebook, which is really low cost on purpose, called Tweets for the Soul When Life Falls Apart. That's on Amazon. It's less than $5. If you order it, then you'll get it immediately. And that will talk you through, because on these social media platforms, I do a number of quotes.
Mm-hmm.
But the quote is the nugget, and sometimes people need help unpacking the nugget.
Amen.
So in the book, it gives you a fuller description of what to do.
I like that. And you notice that Dr. Thema Kazi says nuggets, those small pieces that you can digest.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a process.
Right.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, if you see somebody strange, Pepperdine University, behind a bush. Just say, Jeannie Jones is at you in life. So, okay. So thank you so, so much. We will stay interactive and connected. And I'm looking forward to working on some things together. So thank you for what you do and being part of the session.
Thank you so very much.
Bless you. Bless you. Blessings to
your listeners.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Bye. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. I know, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Deliberate
where
setup.
Do we start?
Where do we start? No, look. It was just to line it up.
Yeah.
Just to line
it up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's so much. And again, I'm glad that you have your platform and Talk to Tanji, where you're taking your VIPs, and what you're doing on Mondays is giving them these exact steps and principles on how to build, how to also just unlayer before you can build.
Before you can build, absolutely.
So,
one of the things that you have to remember is that if you're holding on to any kind of unforgiveness, you're stagnating your own growth. You're just not going. I don't care how long you fast and how much you pray. Seriously, it's just not going to work. There will not. You're going to miss the underlining principle, which is you got to forgive, and then you got to forget.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then coming up in 2 minutes, we have somebody from your stomping grounds in the ATL that's going to help us to digest even more and take those baby steps.
Oh, my God.
He's going to break that down. But again, I'm excited, everybody who interacts with you at Dr. Tanji Show, and your Talk to Tanji on Mondays is absolutely amazing. Every Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and again, on Facebook. So Dr. Tanji Show on Facebook as well. And just your series, and also coming up, announcements that you're going to have and what your VIPs are going to be able to download to just take all of your principles and apply them to what they're doing.
They will see a difference in their lives. Honestly, they will. And you know, I really wish I could take credit for, oh my God, my principles, my, man, this is straight from the Bible. I promise
it's already written.
It's already written.
Like how long ago?
Many, many years ago. But these are, it kind of passes the sermon. Because, you know, every now and again, the sermon kind of makes you feel good, you know?
And Dr. Tama, but it's amazing how she brought that up. The same thing you talk about over and over when we first connected about getting caught up, and it becomes a cloud.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of confusion.
It does.
You don't know
and
what to
I'm
do.
And if I'm not feeling that, it's almost like a high. You know, you get it on Sunday, and you want it again on Wednesday, and you want, and I'm not talking against organized religion. I'm not. Religion just is, it does not serve a place. It doesn't. It's about the principles that he has already given us.
Right.
And that is what we're putting in our lives, using and doing wonderful things, because it's already written.
Right.
All we're doing is
and
just
it
using
it's already
what's written.
In us.
Yeah.
You know?
It really is.
And I find it amazing again that Dr. Tama reiterated what we talk about all the time. I mean, just understanding where you are
where
and meeting
you
in your space. I'm so glad your motto is from where you are, where you are to where you want to be. And it's an individual journey, and we're, you know, doing, that's why we're doing this life thing together. So
Absolutely.
I guess all coming together.
You know, this is a lot of work.
No,
but
it is.
It's not work, the 9-to-5 work.
Right.
It's the work that you're, you are.
Yeah.
We can do this. We really, really can do this together. And every day will not be that day where you're like, oh my God, you should. It may be a day where it's like, man, Jeannie, I just.
Yeah.
You know, could you just hold the phone?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk. I just need to know that you're right there. Those kinds of days. And if Monday you're having that kind of evening, just come along and join us.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I had a friend that just miraculously delivered a beautiful baby boy yesterday. And, you know, she was calling. She's like, Jay, I mean, it was just all these layers of things, relationship not working. I don't have anybody to watch my kids. So, you know, I related to that. And then I said, you know what? And in my, you know, Jeannie Jones, girl power, you can do this. I was like, well, need to do this, need to do that. And I was like, Jay, hold up, self-check.
Mm-hmm.
I said, stop. I immediately knew She needed love. I was like, about to have a baby. What you talking about?
Come on.
You talking Uno games and different stuff, like the Uno of life, okay? I said, stop everything. You are about to deliver a young king. I said, everything else is on hold. So I said, if you got to, you know, drop those babies, I said, just drop them off. I'll figure it out. We'll sit up and have these peanut butter jelly sandwiches together. I'm going to challenge Emma how cute we going to make shapes and cut them up. That's my new challenge, right? But I said, you know what? You got to stop and just give love. And I said, you know what? I said, maybe it's not working right now, but you know what? I got your back. And I told her, I said, whatever you decide in that relationship, guess what? It's okay with me. It's okay with me. And I said, oh, I said, Jeannie, you growing. I said, you're growing. I said, oh, you know. And then what was amazing, her man texted me. First time he had done it, didn't know how she's having a baby and had time to give him my text. But see, he just said, thank you, because he knows how I am and who I am. I'm like, got to make sure my sis is okay. But I said, you know what? I said, I got your back. You got her back. I got your back. I said, fix it. I got your back. See, okay. That's a teamwork.
That's friendship, baby.
Yep.
That's realized what we're missing.
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, oh, yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for serving.
Showing up. I said, I'm a Dr. Tan G VIP. I got to represent.
You're so good. You are. I think our next
and speaking
guest is
of
here.
Representing, and we were constantly talking about, you got all these things, life, relationships, family, everything's not always in line. We're not comfortable in the spaces that we're in all the time. So you got to take baby steps. You think about platforms, whether it's church or whatever. Mm. And like Dr. Tamer said, you may not feel pumped.
Yeah.
You got to catch me from where I am and taking those nuggets and applying them. And a lot of times, you know, we talk about building businesses and relationships.
Right.
You got to slow walk that thing. And I love what this entrepreneur and author and ATL is talking about, living and accomplishing your dreams in baby steps. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to, you know, welcome to the show,
Mr. Corey Thomas. Are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
You can sit back and say, that's me? Yeah, that's me.
It is such an honor to have you here. Thank you so, so very much. Baby steps, right? That's your right. Motto? Yeah.
And what motivated you to even address that people just brush it under the rug and forget? We got to take those baby steps from where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like a lot of times looking at where we are and where we're trying to go, it can be overwhelming. And we, you know, sometimes forget that slow motion is better than no motion.
Right.
And so baby steps was born out of people asking me, well, how did you get to do this, or how did you get to do that? Because you came from where I came from.
Wow.
And you know what? I took one step at a time. And I just realized that, you know, sometimes we can't take the steak. We got to go with the mashed potatoes first. Let's get some nourishment in.
That's good.
And that's the baby steps in the process of it.
So what happened in your life that was a setback that caused this come up for a book in entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, I grew up, funny, I lived half of my time with my mother and half my time with my father. My mother, we were in an apartment and I shared a bedroom, and with my father, you know, as I grew up, it was like, what was the difference between my mother and my father? And it boiled down to who wanted more. And I didn't want to be regular. I tell my kids all the time, you have to be great. And so I had to push myself to do more. And I didn't know anything. I mean, I didn't know anything about a student loan to go to college. I didn't know anything about how to buy a house or how to manage credit. You know, none of that stuff was taught to me. And so I kind of learned it on my own, and I realized that a lot of people never learned it. And some people have the benefit of having it passed down from generation to generation.
And that doesn't happen a lot in our community. So I'm glad you brought that
up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what changes the paradigm of what we're doing.
That's
so,
it. Wow. Absolutely. Thomas, what, Mr. Thomas, Corey, what are some of the, a couple of the principles that you use that you say, you know what? Okay. These are verifiable. These are, this is something that I know that, you know, can work. It has worked for me. What are just a couple of them?
Well, I will say first, you know, the book is called Baby Steps to Living Your Best Life. And it's subjective, right? So what you consider to be your best life may be different from mine. But one of the main principles and the most impassioned one from my perspective is to stop being a consumer. I feel like we, our community, you know, we know how to spend money. We know how to support every name brand.
Right.
Every event, every function. However, we're house poor. We don't have credit. There's no college fund. There's no life insurance. And in addition to that, you know, it's killing our health because we're eating out too much.
Okay.
So that's where I start. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're just taking notes. Because this is real talk. I mean, and these are layman terms that our viewers and listeners can identify with no matter where you are in your life, whether you're a college student, single mom, married couple, doing it, we understand and relate. So that's perfect. What else? What are other principles that you have in the book that are other steps that you can take?
Well, the second one goes in dealing with health as well. If you look at, I mean, no matter what, right? No matter how much money you have, if you don't have your health, you don't really have anything. But if you look at, you know, it's almost funny. We laugh at, you know, Karen with the raisins and the potato salad, right? But they tend to eat better than we do, and they live longer, and they're not in the same shape that we are in. And it's not about necessarily a physical size, but just general health. And so health is actually wealth, and so we have to treat it that way, because once again, no matter how much money we have, if we get sick, what are we going to do?
Can't even enjoy it.
We may lose it all
trying
to get back health.
Absolutely.
And then we're dying younger.
Yes.
And I, you know, so, I mean, you know, it used to be a thing, you know, in the summertime to say, you know, 40 is a new 20, 50 is a new 30, but you know, wasn't funny, but it was a play on words when a friend of mine on Facebook said, I mean, now 80, you know, I mean, 50 is a new 80. And I, when she said, I was like, you didn't have to say that, but I was like, oh, but she kind of right. I was like, I mean, you know, so many of our men, you know, are going 40s, 50s, and women contracting diseases that our grandparents were getting in the 20s, 30s, 40s. I'm like, whoa. So like you said, in between the health not taking it seriously, getting checkups, but again, it comes back to the economics of your comment, stop being a consumer. So you know, healthcare and going to get that checkup, I mean, those are the type of hangouts and happy hours we need to be having. So I like that you're bringing
especially
that up,
black men.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I do want to I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to segue into when you realize that, okay, this is something that I've got to write here. This is going to be beneficial to not only myself, my family, you know, my friends, but people who really want change in their life. What was your push through? You know, you're sitting there, you're about to write, you're writing, and then you hit that brick wall and you're like, you know what? Nope, nope, nope. What was that push through to get you to that point in your life that says, hey, the book is done. It's going to bless you.
So ironically, in the completion of my book, it was because I took on a speaking engagement that was postponed. And then he was like, we're ready. And I was like, oh no, I'm not done with my book.
Because you were going to sell the book at the event, correct?
Exactly.
I love it.
I wanted to be able to present the book.
Absolutely.
At the event. But I, even in my early, I would say early 20s, I've always been passionate about my people. I mean, I know where we came from. I know the elders of our communities. And it was something that I figured that, you know, I technically can't fix it. However, maybe I can do something to help. And then, you know, now as I look back at the community I lived in and I see this cycle repeating itself, it was actually a moment for me. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with The Wire.
Am I? That was a junkie. Please, please, I'm starting. Yeah. I'll start getting emotional, still trying to rearrange my schedule every Sunday around The Wire. A lot of my friends on there. Absolutely.
So season four, the kids, you know, which to me was the best season. But at the end of that, you know, we seen Duquan, a.k.a. Dookie, who grew up in a house where his parents were drug dealers. I mean, drug users. And now he's a drug user. And it was like, wow, history really is repeating itself. What are we going to do to stop that process? And that, to me, more than anything, let me know I maybe reflect and look at my community, and I see the same people. Now, I grew up in a suburban town. However, I was the poorest in that suburban town. And there are still families today living in that same community, that same project that I was there 30 years ago. And it's almost as if, like, you know, we don't want more. We don't know more. And I'm hoping that my book actually will inspire people to say, you know what, I don't have to, because this is what my mother or my father did. I can do better.
Absolutely. Wow. What an assignment, for lack of a better word there.
And that's great, Corey. That's so, so good. Because if you're not part of the solution, and like I say, you don't have to, you know, it's beautiful to write a book. Dr. Tan does a great job on multimedia platforms, but just doing what you can. I'm glad you brought up just the neighborhood, the block. And that's why, you know, people who don't understand, you know, how this takeover with the late, great, philanthropist, hip-hop artist, businessman Nipsey Hussle, they couldn't really figure out how he, you know, people celebrate him around the world when a lot of people weren't even aware of who he was unless you were straight hip-hop or from the West Coast.
Right.
But his impact in his community, people felt it was like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? He was our blueprint. We've watched him go from the block to the world and helping us right on the block. We see him every day like, uh-oh. So that was real. And you don't see people doing that. So just like you said, the fact that you knew you had to give birth to a book, that's something. Mm-hmm. And it's the birth of your movement. It's more than what anybody, because I'm, you know, real quick to ask them, okay, what are you doing? Right. And it doesn't have to, it could be small, somebody across the street. Mm-hmm. How can I help you? Or ask a child, how are you? That helps. So thank you for bringing that up. It's so important.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what is next for you? Where do you go from where you are right now? And you're inspiring, you're uplifting, you're motivating everyone. What's next for you?
Well, thankfully, I've been, you know, getting booked for different speaking engagements.
Yes.
This thing is honestly bigger than what I've ever imagined, because I've taken public speaking in college. But I never thought that, you know, I would be the person that's trying to, you know, be on the stage, in essence, you know, trying to instill wisdom and tell people. But it's a labor of love. It honestly is.
Yes.
I have started working on a second book, but I'm going to take my time with baby steps, because I feel like the information is so important and so key.
Right.
Especially, to kids that are graduating high school, graduating college. It's helpful to anybody in any stage in their development. I feel like, you know, there is so much more to life, and we're not living it the proper way without being judgmental, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
It really does.
And taking those baby steps, I mean, that's recession proof. You just said it, from the children.
Mm-hmm.
You mentor all the way through collegiate and after school and in business. So this, to me, Corey, I mean, is your platform, period. Everything else, I mean, this is your parent.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, your other books, whatever other multimedium you use, that's it. I mean, it'll always evolve. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I mean, it will never fade. So congratulations on that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So proud of you.
I'm not sure how much more time I do have, but one thing I would like to also say is a part of my book it deals with, are you guys familiar with Black Friday?
What's it called again?
Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Of course. I'm okay, guilty.
So,
sorry.
So traditionally, it was called Black Friday. One part of the reason it was called Black Friday was because businesses were finally in the black out of the red.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at that, they started working in January. However, it took them to November to get into the black, which means that anything that you're trying to do, you have to be willing to take the time and deal with those months, those years, to, in essence, get to the black. Understand you're going to be in the red, and that's okay. But once you know, it's a process. Nothing happens overnight,
right.
And you have to be willing to do that. But the key thing about it is, ironically, the day after they gave thanks was the day that they made it to the black. You always want to give thanks, but you always have to understand that journey.
That is so beautiful. That is absolutely
That's
beautiful.
Everything.
What you just said. I mean, it just, thank you. Thank you so very much for that.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So how can we stay in touch with you, the listeners,
stay interactive with you, download your book, and just you actually get that help with baby steps, because we're all in this together in terms of helping people and be better. So this is great. Go ahead, Corey.
So my social media for the book is Your Best Life. URBESTLIVES. And that's on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Baby Steps to Your Best Life.
Wow.
excuse me. The book can be purchased at www.teamthomasbook.com. We will have a national release of the book, I want to say in the next 30 to 45 days. I've been basically selling it online and through social media, and I've had a great response, and it's totally awesome.
So are you self-publishing from a national perspective?
I self-published.
Wow, congrats.
I am self-published, and it'll be available via Amazon and everywhere books are sold by the end of summer. I did, once again, no one taught me anything, so this was a learning process for me. And when I was ready to go national, the barcode that I purchased wasn't sufficient for all of the platforms. So I had to start
Look at that.
Back at scratch.
Look at that.
And so,
but you didn't stop.
You taking your own advice, taking baby steps and blowing up.
Exactly.
Wow. We are so, so excited for you, and we're so proud of you and for you and just everything that you're doing. You really are living your best life. You are. You're taking control of your life, and thank you for that. You're living out loud.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll
thank
see you,
you
in the ATL soon, Corey Thomas.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you come down, please look me up.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We're gonna have a salad and those raisins you're talking about. You know what I mean? To be healthier. It's all
Absolutely.
Good.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's funny, but it's...
No, but it's real. No, I put everything in my NutriBullet. So, look, that's how I'm eating these days. So, it's real, and it's awesome. So, thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you really soon.
Yay. So,
bye-bye.
That was amazing,
wow.
Corey Thomas.
Wow.
What do you
How
think?
How about that?
No, what
I
do
mean,
you think?
I've got to go out and cop this book, as my son would say. I've got to go get this book here. And you know what? Let's do this. If someone can tell us, if you can tell us the two people that were on the show, the two guests that were on the show, you can win a book. How about that? I'll send a book to you.
Okay. VIPs, S on you. So... This information will be on Dr. Tanji's Instagram and Facebook. So, if you know the two guests from the day, look, you got a good book, and then you'll be on your way. They'll be ready for Dr. Tanji on Monday. Like, I'm on my way. I got my nuggets.
I'm a
VIP. Taking my baby steps. Boom.
How about that?
I get it. So another amazing show. Thank you, Dr.
So
Tanji.
Much, baby. You do an amazing
KJ,
job.
The whole super team.
Yeah.
Yes, we're getting it in.
Yes, we are. please don't forget to join us so that we can do live together every Wednesday, 2 o'clock.
Yep, 2 o'clock.
Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio. And of course on our Monday. Mondays are exciting and fun because you get to be a part of making decisions for your life that's going to help you and your family. And you will move from where you are.
You get Dr. Tanji to yourself, in other words. Facebook Live, Dr. Tanji Show.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining today. I love you. I love you because you showed up for you, and that makes me very happy. Thank you. We'll see you really soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk.